Yo, what's up? It's like fucking late as shit. Boy. Alright, so this is gonna be a quick one. I don't know what the hell happened there. Well, it happens all the time. So let's not dwell on it. Alright, it's the name of the program. Overslept. Because I do it. I don't know if... I guess if I do it every day, is I really doing it? I need some sort of routine. Fuck that. Hey, last night I saw that movie... It Comes at Night. Good movie, go see it. That's all I'm going to say. Because I didn't know anything going in, and that was... That's the right way to go into it. That's the right way to go into a movie. Don't know anything about it. That's why, during the trailers, I just watch a few... As soon as I say, I think I want to see this movie, I look at the floor and I try not to listen. I try to think of something else and block out the trailer. So I don't... Trailers ruin movies. I mean, I can't... It's the worst. I hate trailers for that purpose. I met a guy that edited trailers, and I told him that. And he agreed, but said, he's not like, he works for some studio, and that was his job, is to put together this trailer. And so, for like big movies, I remember I saw one of his trailers, it was very good. But I said that was the thing I hated about trailers, and he said, yeah, I know, but that's what they make us do. So... You know, don't blame that guy. Let's do some news and get out of here. Okie doke. Let's see. Oh, you know, last night I went out to dinner in my neighborhood, and was sitting there with Jacqueline, and someone's walking by. So here's Chris. And here's the I forget who I meet all the time, just because it's after like I'm gonna say 9 years doing comedy, you just meet, because there's so many fucking comedians, you just start not remembering who the fuck you meet. And so whenever somebody stops me or says my name, I just pretend I know them. Not like I'm like, hey, what's up, how you doing, you know, like I don't really give any specifics, but I didn't recognize this guy, but I felt like he knew me, so we must have met. And then he said, this weekend, Jack, this is in a restaurant, like a nice Italian restaurant. And he just recognized me from my because of this weekend jacket. And then he went to his friends, like, this weekend jacket, and points to me. He's like, oh man, he just got me into it. I started listening. I don't get recognized often. So that was nice. I got recognized for this weekend jacket one other time on the on a subway platform. And that it's the best. I know it's probably annoying once when I get really famous, I'll be like, oh, I wish I wasn't famous. But to get any recognition, so thank those people. They didn't mention this podcast, so I don't think they listen. But let's see what's Adam West. Straight-faced star of TV's Batman dies at 88. Oh, Adam West. Well, he lived a good life. Had a, you know, had a good career, and was a Family Guy, of course. Well, our hearts go out to the West family. Condolences. Okay, so we have barbaric burglars who tortured old couple with boiling water have jail sentence almost doubled. UK. Arrow. Torturing old people. Yeah, okay, well, good. I'm not going to read that story because it sounds too depressing. Some doctors are charging both government and patients privately in illegal double-dipping practice. I kind of... Is this America? I'm trying to figure. It's Daily Mail, so who the fuck knows? No, it's the Globe and Mail. What the fuck? Oh, it's Canadian. All right. Sorry, Canada. Till I renounce my citizenship and move there, I'm not going to worry about what your doctors are doing. New York veterans push for medical marijuana to treat PTSD. Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I mean, even no matter what you do with this, with medical marijuana, veterans of PTSD, give them whatever the fuck they want, please. I mean, don't give them as much marijuana as they want. Let's. That was the thing that Trump was supposed to do. Was take care of the veterans. So fucking hook him up with some weed. At the very least, I don't know that he's done anything he's for the veterans. But it is disgusting how we treat them, and they want some marijuana for PTSD. Fucking have at it. I would suggest indica, not the sativa. And we thank them for their service. 13 Philippine Marines killed in battle against Islamist militants. Well, I don't feel like reading about war right now. Sorry, I need to try. I should have looking for something good. Toxic chemical in drinking water? Nope. NYPD psychologist shoots sleeping husband? No, it's not fun. Man, everything is bad. Well, boy may have... Oh, no. And then some stuff that I was reading about yesterday. Hempbuck Wells in New York, which was a nice story. Let me see. Maybe Apple News has it. I just need some good news. Then I can get out of bed and have some coffee and get going here. Let's see. That's what I should just look for. Happy news. See, trending stories. The night the NBA finals got weird. I don't know. How to see the best solar eclipse in a century. Hey, there we go. That's number 2. National Geographic. Who doesn't like to watch a solar eclipse? The August eclipse will be the first to go coast to coast across the U.S. since 1918. Ooh, everybody, we got to get in on this. If you're in the United States, Skywatchers across the United States are gearing up for the best cosmic spectacle in nearly a century, when total solar eclipse will race over the entire country for the first time since 1918 on August 21st. August 21, everybody, we're gonna do this. We'll watch it and then together, and then we'll talk about it the next day or something. Tens of millions of lucky people. The moon will completely cover the sun and turn day into night for a few fleeting minutes. This sounds great. Well, August 21st, we're going to have a big eclipse party. You're supposed to not stare at it, I think. You got to look at it through something. I don't know, but we'll find out, and we'll have a good time. So, what we get very everybody gets excited for an eclipse. It's fun. So that's I think all the good news we're going to get today. But listen, it's today's a short one, but it's Saturday, and I want to get stuff done. That's all I say. I want to get stuff done. Whatever. I repeat myself, and I hate a repeater, so I hate myself. It's don't we all?
Well, I hate all of you. You are all the best
because you listen to this show. There's not many of you, but enough for me to say, well, I better record it. So that's good. Everything's great. I will talk to you all tomorrow. We love you.